Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio with me is CJ and Bubble Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
What the hell was that?
Happy birthday,
oh my God.
Dear Oleg. I mean, Greg.
Hmm. Oleg.
All right.
That's his Russian name.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment, even though it was kind of made me throw up a little in my mouth.
You're a handsome, chiseled, muscular, and powerful man.
I have a feeling, however,
that won't be
the first time for the show. Me throwing up a little bit because we got a lot of stuff going on.
Because, Are you ill? Are you ill?
No, but I plan to be by the end of the broadcast.
Well, that a boy.
Yeah.
We all have goals.
Yes, exactly. You have to set them in order to achieve them.
Would that be a bucket list?
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, I'm celebrating a birthday on Monday. And so we figured. Exactly. A reason to, you know, drink rum, smoke cigars, and share a few fish tales with our friends, you know, like every other week. But now we actually have an excuse to do so. You think so, crew?
I don't see it. I don't see any rum yet.
It'll be there. You got to drink the coffee first, get really high, and then we kind of take the edge off.
Coffee. I'm high on life, my friend.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Or diving?
See that
maybe
healthy
it's just
glow?
Diving.
Stop eating so much cereal.
It's a healthy glow.
Well, okay. If you think that's what that is. I thought that was, well... Yeah, I won't even.
I just came from another birthday party.
Didn't you really?
Yeah.
Whose birthday?
Our friend Richie, the guitarist.
Really? It's his birthday this weekend, too?
His actual birthday is Monday.
Get out.
No, I swear to God.
Wow.
You're a liar.
No.
Me and him have the same birthday?
And you guys live pretty close to each other, and he's having a big pool party over there, and I left him.
You left him to come and join me instead?
He said, F scuba.
Did he?
I said, well, I got to go. I have a commitment.
Yeah. Well,
even though this party's way better and I don't really want to leave.
You mean the one you're at right now?
I told Greg
that
I would be at the show.
Oh. Well, I appreciate that, CJ. And Jerry the Diver guy.
Because I love you, man.
Well, thanks, man. I got something special for you, though. You know, it may be my birthday, but I'm gonna share a gift with you today, CJ, or Curly Johnson, as we affectionately know you as.
That's not going to stick.
It stuck
already
a long
forgot
time
it
ago.
At the top of the show.
It stuck so much, it's been immortalized in song or rapping from Mermaid Faith. But Jerry the Diver guy's with it. Jerry, come in. Are you there, buddy? Talk to me.
What's going on, Aaron?
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, we got actually, I can see Jerry today because we have him connected via Skype, so I can actually see him. And I prefer you put your clothes back on. But regardless,
he might be hot.
No, I got my mankini on.
Yeah, as I can clearly see. Yeah,
it's a beautiful sight.
I thought you were
Brazilian
watching,
cut.
I thought you were watching Duck Dynasty over there.
No. Jeez.
I feel like Duck Dynasty right now.
Yeah! Okay, there's a mental image that we shouldn't have.
I said duck.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so Mermaid Faith, our left coast correspondent, mermaid, and God knows what else. She's like multilingual. She speaks like 8 different languages, and she's going to be with us at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California, June 3rd, that weekend, there in Long Beach, California. Always look forward to seeing Faith. And she sent me a little note this past week and said, or a couple weeks ago, she said, I've created a song for you, for Scuba Radio. She did a rap to, I don't know, like Tupac a couple years ago. Gin and Juice, is that Tupac? Bubble Boy, you're...
That's
you're
Snoop Dogg.
Is it
Come
Snoop Dogg?
Come on,
okay, all right, yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, leave it to CJ to know all about the latest rappers.
That's my jam.
Yeah, and so she did a new one to Baby Got Back. And it
Sir
actually...
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, and I'm going to play it for you right here, right now. World premiere on Scuba Radio, and we apologize in advance.
Oh, my God, Becky. Look at his tank. It's so big. He looks like one of those new divers every girl wants to talk to. Who understands those girls? They only talk to him because his busy pocket is totally stuffed, okay? I mean, his octopus is just dangling. I can't believe it's just so long. It's like out there. I mean, wow, look. He's just so...
I like big tits and I cannot lie. You other sister can't deny. When a guy walks in with such a pretty face and a big thing in your face, you look twice. And you wanna go ask, cause you know this is type of stuff. Type is what she was wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanted that with ya. And you wait for ya. My girlfriend's trying to warn me, but that way you got
makes me so worried.
Oh Mr. Johnson, you say you wanna buddy up? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average newbie. I see them blowing, the bubbles wide diving. You streamy, flirty, streamline like wine latte. I just cannot believe it goes down so easily to the average diver and ask him that. That's how you hit the spot. So, lady,
yeah,
lady,
yeah,
your boyfriend got the tank?
Hell yeah,
use it, use that shiny tank, gotta get wet.
Oh, that's nice. She's outdid herself. Mermaid Faith.
Gotta get wet.
Yeah, but there's more. She already talked about, CJ, Curly Johnson. What else you got there, Mermaid
so
Faith?
So your homeboy Rosa Beamer, playing pop songs like Jay Bieber. But Bieber ain't got a tank to go and give water. My fortune cookie don't want none unless you go down, hun. You can do free dives or snorkel, but please don't lose that tank. Some divers wanna play that hard role and tell you that's the way in goal. So they toss it and leave it, and I go down deep to retrieve it. So fellas, if your tank is filled and you think about going down, down 1-900-MERMAID-FAITH and kick that scuba talk. Gotta get wet.
Ah, very nice. That's Mermaid Faith. She has her own phone number. Is that evidently?
Gotta get wet.
And we're going to have to connect with her in just a bit and thank her for that little ditty. That's just, that's what we say in the biz, radio gold, I believe. Are you guys with me on
that's
this?
That's pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah.
She really has a unique talent to bring together elements of diving and the rapping world and songs that we can't stand from our past. High school days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hip hop.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
And diving.
Oh, boy. No, that was good. It really was good. Wasn't it?
That took a lot of work. She had to write that
and
out.
I appreciate the effort. So, yeah, we're going to reach out to her in just a bit, get her on the show, find out what she's going to plan to
she
do
She sent
for
that
us.
To you unsolicited.
Unsolicited.
Yes, and here you go.
Yeah. Here, I just did this for you. And I think it's genius. I mean, it's like I wish more people would do that kind of stuff. What a gift.
Why is he looking at you when he says that?
Well, because I know Bubble Boy has a...
Mermaid face got me feeling a little randy.
Is that what it is? And I think Bubble Boy's upset because he didn't get mentioned in the song. CJ did.
I don't think that was
She mentioned Bubbles.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
But she said...
She said blowing bubbles.
Yeah, but she said CJ... And being a newbie diver.
No, she said Mr. Johnson.
That was well, just exact. Curly Johnson.
That was
hello.
Just Curly that Johnson. Was just CJ. That's not my name.
It's actually Carl Johansson.
Yeah. Oh, brother. You liked that, didn't you, Jerry? Would that be.
That was good.
That's number one with a bullet.
Better than I could do.
I'll tell you what, she's got skills, no doubt. And she can dive and she can mermaid and talk many languages.
So she's
In
what, California?
Yes.
All right, that's why I haven't met her.
Oh, I was going to say, that's why, period.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, maybe she's just heard about you. You're kind of a mythical entity to her. That's why you got mentioned in her rap.
That was not me.
I think, Mr. Johnson, I think it's pretty clear what she
means. She really wanted to suck
up. We can ask her.
She'd incorporate your name into it, because you're the host.
She didn't. That's right.
I'm just a nobody.
Well, you obviously have, you know, made a connection.
Yeah, right.
That would have been looking for love in all the wrong places.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, it could be a love connection. You guys get married in the Bahamas here at, Valentine's Day next year. You know, that's where I spent my time last week getting the lowdown on the big, Bahamas promotion. Did that show in the Bahamas. And, and they're looking for 50 couples to get hitched. Maybe Mermaid Faith. And actually, I think she's already hitched.
Well, you know what they say.
And you are, too.
Now we're out of time.
Well, you're married, too. So.
Have fun, kids. Come back next time and see us real soon.
Now I got more thoughts about our Bahamas adventure to share with you next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Oh my God, Becky. Look at his tank. It's so big. He looks like one of those new divers every girl wants to talk to.
Who?
Who understands those girls?
No one.
They only talk to him because his busy pocket is totally stuffed, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, his octopus is just dangling.
What do you mean?
I can't believe it's just so long. It's like out there. I mean, wow, look. He's just so
I new. Like big tits, and I cannot lie.
She did say you tanks, by the way. She likes big tanks. That's Mermaid Faith and her new song, Gotta Get Wet. The entire version, by the way, has just been published at scubaradio.com, and you can go listen to it at your enjoyment, download it, picture of Mermaid Faith. And it just so happens we have Mermaid Faith on the line right now. Faith, how are you? And welcome.
I'm good.
That is just genius stuff that you did for us. I really appreciate it. That's a very nice birthday gift to share your talent with the world like that.
Sure.
Yeah. So just to clear it up, because CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with us here today. The second verse, you made a reference to Mr. Johnson. You are talking about CJ. Am I right? Correct?
Yes.
Of course. See? Yeah, so we cleared that little...
I'm flattered. That was an awesome song.
Yeah, it is. It's just, but you didn't mention Bubble Boy. And Bubble Boy is a little, I don't know, is it offended or what is the right word?
He's pouting.
Yeah, what's going on there, Bubble Boy? Why don't I hear you at all? Because you get your mic muted, you big dummy.
Oh, it's a toggle.
You can't put him in charge of any button.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
It's Bubble Boy, not
I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, you were pleasantly surprised that you were omitted from the rap. But that was deliberate, right, Faith? Because you just don't like him? Is that the deal?
Well, maybe another song.
Maybe not what?
Maybe another song.
Another song.
Another song. Okay, just about
She's
Bubble
saving
Boy.
It.
Ah, very good. That does make sense. You know, it could be something there.
Bubble Boy, you are my toy. Well, you bring me so much joy.
Yeah, no, that's singing. She's a rapper.
Looking Curly. For bubbles in all the wrong places.
Now, once again, those are not those are songs. Those are not raps, which is what Mermaid Faith specializes in.
We're just spitballing. We're just brainstorming.
Yeah, but that's
you know,
don't throw her off her
Sometimes
game.
Sometimes these hip hop songs have singing.
Hmm. How did this talent develop there, Faith? Is this just something you started doing on your surface interval kind of thing, or what?
Yeah. So it just you know that. The song that I talk about, this guy I met, and, you know, his pocket is just so stuffed, and, I mean, DC pockets.
Right.
It's so stuffed.
Yeah.
And I want to help him go down properly so that he can hit the right spot.
Okay.
That spot.
Interesting. Well, that would
follow.
Make sense.
Yeah.
So it's actually written after someone you've met on the dive boat. Okay. You don't want to share, or would that be like, you know, infringing on your artistic, inspirations type of thing? You want to leave some mystery to the, you know, to the listener, to the interpreter of your art. Am I right?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. All right. Well, it's good stuff. Are you looking forward to the scuba show here in the beginning of June?
Yes, I can't wait.
Have you been working on your mermaid skills? Have you been, like, developing them or practicing your mermaiding?
Or you just, mean...
You know, like, acting like you're, you know, walking around with a tail or something. I don't know. How do you practice to be a mermaid? You just probably do rap songs, I guess, or just go diving. Have you done any diving lately? Maybe you can do some of that.
Uh-huh.
That helps. No?
Yeah, I just got back from Hawaii for my birthday.
Oh, nice. So,
Meli Kaliki Maka.
So your birthday was what, last month?
That's
or?
Not the right word for that.
Mahala.
No, I meant Merry Christmas.
I know. That's, yeah.
So, yeah, he's just working ahead, Faith. That's
way ahead CJ or way does. Behind.
Yeah, maybe. But so what was your birthday last month, or you went recently, or what?
No, a couple months ago.
Okay. So which island did you go to? Big Island, Kona? Do some of that stuff, or where?
Yes. I went to Big Island so for the manta dives, and I also went to Maui and Oahu, but didn't get to dive there because of time.
Well,
but, yeah.
Okay. But you dove in Kona? You did the Did you do the manta night dive?
Or
did
that was awesome.
Yeah. So how many dives did you get done over there, you figure?
Just a few.
Yeah. I went over there literally for a 48-hour dive adventure off the coast of Kona. Did that night dive with the manta rays. That is just a world-class experience.
Yeah.
You know, we had like 17 mantas on our dive. What did you see? What do you think?
I couldn't count. I lost count. Count.
18.
Lost count. No, I doubt it. That's not possible. But yeah, so you did the night dive. But all the other stuff, I saw dolphins, turtles. I saw more eels in Kona, Hawaii than I've seen on any other place on the planet. It was bizarre. I don't know if it was just unique to the day that I went, but they had eels all over the place. And actually, they had the seafloor was carpeted with garden eels. That were some of the biggest garden eels I had ever seen. Now, usually, you get in the Caribbean, you'll see garden eels, and they'll be, I don't know, maybe they...
Gardening.
Yeah, no. They'll be about, they'll be real thin. They'll look like worms sticking up out of the, out of the sand. You guys have seen them.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, there's some gardenias, but these things are like big. They're like snakes.
Are you sure you didn't wander into the men's sauna at the hotel?
You know what? They don't have that law yet. And so they could have been. But no, the garden eels were huge. They're as big as my, in diameter as my thumb. And look at that. That's a big, there's a lot of girth to my thumb. You see what I'm saying? And they had... What are you doing?
What a hitchhiker!
But the garden eels were thick. They were,
Were they hella thick?
Yeah, of course they were.
Are they dangerous?
And they're kind of doing the hula and the cool, in the current.
So you're
there.
Saying it was really eely.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying. So did you see any of that, or does this sound all foreign to you? What do you think, Air Faith?
Yeah. I did see it. Yeah.
You did see it? Okay, but it didn't impress you like it did me? Or you just saw it and like, okay, whatever.
It looked like great stuff. Yeah.
The manta was more impressive.
The what was in?
The manta ray.
Oh, the mantas. Yeah, okay. But Jerry, the diver guy, said what? What did you say, Jerry? Yeah, I know you chimed in.
Did they look like Greg's thumb?
Did they look as the garden eels? Did they have the same diameter as my thumb?
Fungus?
I don't know if you remember what my thumb looks like, but what is wrong with you people? Oh, jeez. All right, well, let's take a break, regroup, but artistic works from Mermaid Faith. We appreciate it. Thank you, Faith.
And when does the show start? Soon?
So eventually it will, yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Did we mention it's my birthday Monday? So, we kind of have an excuse to be a little loose and a little off today. Let me put it this way. We have an excuse.
He just Bubba Boy just slammed his knee into the camera.
I'm okay.
What are you doing under
Happy
there?
Happy birthday, Craig. Oh,
he just slammed his knee just
right into the counter. It wouldn't be Greg's birthday without me injuring
myself. You're
going to
be walking with a limp now.
Yeah, it is my birthday.
On the
good,
on the plus side, if we go somewhere after the show, we can use handicap parking.
That's always nice. Now keep your hands and body up above the counter, would you?
Well, happy birthday, Greg.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. He brought me coffee. Oh, wait.
Take this card.
Take this card and shove it. It's your birthday on Monday. Oh, look at that. I got some more Starbucks. All right.
$200 gift card for Starbucks.
That'll keep me up for days. Thank you, Bubble Boy.
It'll last about 2.5 hours with you, I know.
Well, it shouldn't last that long because we should. I'll start drinking about 30 minutes to spare. Oh. So bring us up for the show, and then we'll kind of bring her in for landing.
He's a tweaker.
He's a tweaker? Is that what it is? Yeah. I don't know. Jerry the Diver Guy, I thought there'd be like a special delivery of spring water at the Scuba Radio studio here today, but I haven't noticed that across state lines.
Yeah, you can't ship that.
Spring water, you can. Of course you can. Right, Jerry? No?
Yeah.
You just got to put a hazmat sticker on the back of the truck.
Yeah. Well,
flammable. Underground.
Well, in his defense, Jerry has been distracted. So, because I got that text right before the show. Are we allowed to talk about this? About
Which
the thing?
One?
Well, the thing about you said you're going to have to work on another video.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that. Yeah,
so
sure.
The Survivor people have, what happened? They have reached out a little bit. Is that the deal, Jerry, or no?
Well, they have started second round interviews.
Yeah.
And that being said, guess I got to go wait till the next one.
That's good.
So they want more. They want more of
Jerry.
That's the positive spin we'll put on this. And we'll dive into that in a few other little tidbits. We got a new wreck in South Florida to talk about, as well as more stuff from the Bahamas next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
And time now for our final 30, an underwater art museum. Divers installing a dozen pictures on an artificial reef 90 feet below the Keys in Florida.
Let's take time, torpedo girl, and feel alive. Come on, get your feet wet.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Jerry the Diver Guy on via the web. Actually, we can see him today. He's on Skype, so we got video to Jerry the Diver Guy. And so if I seem somewhat distracted, yeah, that's what it is.
You're supposed to put the mermaids on Skype.
I know.
And we'll just hear Jerry.
Yeah. You know, well, in my old age, I'm kind of losing it. So I'm maybe a bit off my game.
We'll fix it next time.
Yeah. All right. So before we continue on, let's just make sure we clarify what's going on with Jerry and Survivor, because we've been working with the folks at, you know, Jeff Prost and the gang, and pulling in a few favors. There's some people that listen to the show and have thought that Jerry the Diver Guy would be the perfect contestant for Survivor, and you've heard from them, and they saw your initial video, and they said, sorry, we want a second one. Or what happened exactly, Jerry? What's going on? What can you tell
us? Well, I guess I suck.
Well, what do you mean? I'm you do. You're a diver. You suck on regulators. I hope that's all you do. Yeah.
Well, yeah. that's the only thing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, it's spring water.
That's
okay. We'll let them. Yeah. All right. So, but what happened? So, what they said they saw the video. They liked what they saw, but they want you to wait till the next round, or what? Or do you?
We're going to have to start all over. Resubmit a video.
Yeah.
Something, I guess, more hilarious and more in depth,
more wacky funster and hijinks like on the video to showcase
that
some of your diving talents. All right, maybe we could do this out on site. You know, we got Bugfest coming up for the Florida spunning lobster season there at the end of July, and yep. Jerry's planning to come down for that. We could film a Survivor video with him, Bubble Boy, CJ, and lobsters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what is that?
That's the Survivor theme.
Oh, that's right. Of course, that's what that was.
Or a sinus infection.
Or the neighbor's dog. That was.
Or the dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How dare you? Oh, it's not hip-hop, so you don't like it?
Oh, jeez. Well, you know, some people have talent, and then there's that.
Try to add sound effects to the show.
Yeah.
Get crapped on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But we could do that. We, you know, we had a couple of years ago, we did that video of when lobsters attack for Bugfest.
That was awesome.
That was good.
Yeah, and we had the lobsters come back to life after they had been cleaned.
Little low budget, but
it was low budget, but there was blood and everything.
It was earthy. Oh,
yeah. I mean, we gave Walking Dead a run for their money. And that's still up there at scubaradio.com. But maybe we can incorporate some of that into Jerry the Diver Guy's Survivor submission video. Maybe that'd put them over the top. Last time it was, you know, promises of moonshine. I mean, spring water. To the producers there that, you know, and evidently that didn't quite hook them in as much as we would have liked. So we got to do something a little bit more creative. More diver, maybe. Maybe that's what they're looking for. You think, Jerry? No? Yes?
Better, more spring water.
All right, well, that always helps. That just helps get them, you know, lubricated properly.
If we could get some footage of him riding a whale. I think that would do it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well,
like friggin' Aquaman.
There is a movie being filmed right now. Frasier, who I spoke with last week on the show when I was in the Bahamas, was over there with Stuart Coves in Nassau. And he was working with a buddy. And we've talked about this on the air before. George Montero is a good friend of Scuba Radio. And he had a project where he was Like a film script type thing, where it's like a girl grows up and she befriends a whale, and it's one of those classic kind of tales, and next thing you know, she's saving the whale, or the whale's saving her, and she's riding it like a thing. He switched it up a little bit, and he's changing that, or they're doing a new project, I guess, now with a shark, where a girl befriends a shark and grows up with the shark. And, you know, is riding the shark.
Then it gets really, really windy and stormy, and the shark flies up into the air and kills people.
You saw this.
It's called Sharknado.
Oh, yeah, that's in June or July, yeah. Yeah, that could be Sharknado 4. No, they don't have the Survivor theme, and I don't think they can do that legally. But yeah, it's that's something they're working on. So, you know, maybe we could, you know, borrow some of that stuff. I don't know. I got to go back over there, by the way, because that was the first time I'd been to Nassau where Stuart does his thing. And Liz, who's the shark whisperer. Did you guys see the video I posted up last week about that, too?
No.
You didn't see that?
I never.
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Okay, that was. And she's free diving down with these tiger sharks at Tiger Beach.
Oh, I did see that. Yes, I did.
And
yes,
it's filmed in black and white and real high def stuff. Yeah, 6K
really cool.
Video Frazier was shooting. But, you know, that was kind of tied in with some of this movie stuff. I mean, they were just kind of dabbling. But she'd grab hold of the, like, dorsal fin of the tiger shark and have him take her for a ride for a little bit and...
You know, Greg, that might be a good Survivor video right there.
You would do that, would you?
Oh, yeah. Mm. No problem.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you survive losing an arm?
First of all, you got to learn how to free dive like that. Can you free dive like that, Jerry?
No.
No, I can't either.
I'm fat and lazy.
There's your angle.
Okay. Hey, I'm fat and lazy. Put me on Survivor.
How about if he tongue kisses a jellyfish?
Ooh. Well, you know, I would, you know what? That'd be just great. That'd be great publicity for the show.
But he does it at that, what is that lake where they don't sting?
Palau?
Yeah.
Jellyfish Lake.
Yeah, but we don't tell him that.
You don't tell him the jellyfish can't sting?
He takes a bunch of them and he puts them in his shorts.
Mm.
And then he goes, I have a miraculous ability that I'm unaffected by jellyfish stings. And they're like, whoa.
Well, okay. Or he can just develop that power. We could just throw him in with a bunch of
jellyfish. The problem with that is then you have to be stung several thousand times before you build up an immunity.
But it's Jerry, and that's what spring water's for.
Huh.
You know? He drinks a jug or two of that and throw him into water. He ain't going to feel those
stings.
So it's
like a combination of Survivor and Jackass.
We're talking about radio gold.
Jerry ass.
That's a TV bonanza of gold right there.
Yes. Mm.
Wow. Are you sure the rum hadn't been cracked open yet?
Yeah,
he's not even drinking coffee.
Oh, my God.
I am sober as a judge.
Oh, bro.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
My wife calls me weird.
Yeah. Well, what do you say? You guys want to go to the Bahamas, though?
Hell yes.
Yeah. I mean, so.
Hell yeah.
We posted that video of the shark thing. And then, lo and behold, after I did the whole show about the InDeepLoveBahamas.com website and the promotion that the Bahamas Ministry announced last week about getting 50 people. Or couples married underwater on Valentine's Day next year. Patty, the Professional Association of Dive Instructors, releases a video about saying "I do" to scuba diving. Did you see that one? Because that was I posted that shortly thereafter the first video.
Oh yeah.
So that and it ends up that Patty in the Bahamas did not know about either promotion.
What?
So, yeah. Crazy, huh?
What?
Talk about, what is that?
Simpatico?
What's this world come to?
Simpatico?
No. It's
Kismet. It's, no?
No. Kiss you.
Yeah, it could be. No, don't do that.
It's serendipitous.
Yes, okay, we'll go with that one.
So people are getting married underwater. Is that the deal? Is
50 couples are going to break the world's Guinness Book of World Record on Valentine's Day next year is what the Bahamas wants to do. Yeah.
Well, you know what the three rings of marriage are, don't you? The engagement ring.
Yeah.
The wedding ring.
Ring warm.
And the suffer ring.
Oh, so. Okay. Kind of the same. Yeah. All right.
I kid.
Well, the divorce underwater has already been done.
Well, it's a whole package. So you go there for a week and you learn to dive. You do the bachelor party or bachelorette party underwater, and then you do the wedding, and then you do the reception and divorce. Now, the divorce part, I think, is optional. They kind of leave that as an optional fourth dive or something.
They're going to have to get a waterproof cake.
I don't know what they're going to. They actually have bride and groom clothing or dive gowns, like wedding gowns, that they are designing specifically for this event. And I've seen some pictures. Actually, they have some of the pictures up there at indeeplovebahamas.com. So they've thought through some of this stuff to a point that I was like, wow, I wouldn't have thought of special attire for an underwater wedding couple, but they got it covered. So we're bringing them and Patty together, the Bahamas and Patty, and who knows where it'll go.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Have you been putting off your next dive because you can't locate your PADI certification card? Chances are it's been a while since your last dive and you need to refresh your scuba skills. When you take the all-new PADI Reactivate course, you can do both. Designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water, PADI Reactivate will refresh the fundamental scuba skills you need to jump back in. Contact a PADI Dive Center, resort, or instructor and sign up for PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You finally show me something I care about, and then you drag me away.
It is beautiful beneath the sea, but if you stay too long, you'll drown.
I wasn't drowning. I was home.
Please, somebody, won't you take me to the city? Beneath the city.
That's kind of like this. Yeah.
Please, somebody, won't you take me?
Nice.
To the city.
How about just a radio show?
Beneath the sea.
And we'll just talk about being beneath the sea. That's Harry Connick Jr., but this is Scuba Radio. And I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy and CJ in the studio. Jerry the Diver Guy on via Skype. And now we got Captain Cocktail on from South Florida Diving Headquarters. Jeff, how are you, my friend?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah,
we got a full house today, huh?
Got a full house. You know, it's my birthday Monday, so we actually have an excuse this time to drink rum, smoke cigars, and talk about a few fish tales with our friends.
How many birthdays do you have a year?
Well,
are you like a dog? You got 2 years. How many dog years is this?
I'm gonna go with 5. We'll just do that. I don't know. Don't expect me to do math.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Mm. And like I said, all it does is just gives us an excuse this week.
Exactly.
We usually don't have one, but that's our excuse this week for being a little looser than usual. But tell me what's going on in South Florida there, Jeff, because you guys have been very, very busy. In you know, sinking a new wreck. Are you getting ready to sink a wreck down there in South Florida or what? What's going on?
Yeah, we actually been working on this for about 2 years, but we kept losing ships. We kept one and almost get there, and then somehow we lose the ship. Hmm. So we finally got one out of New York, and they kind of drug their feet for 6 months, and then all of a sudden we're in fast mode. They agreed to terms. The ship has already sailed. It's down here. It's in Miami. It's being cleaned, and the artist is already building the sculptures that are going to be on the wreck. Our partners of the city of Pompano and the Isles Casino.
Yeah.
And they partnered up originally, so we've got a casino theme. You're going to be able to swim down on the deck of the ship. There'll be a life-size gaming table you could sit at, and your dealer will be somewhat fishy. It could be a octopus. It could be a great white. It could be, and then we'll have some tables that we'll be able to do underwater poker tournaments every year for charity for the reef. So it's
going
to be a lot of fun, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of like some kind of casino wreck themed underwater mm-hmm. adventure park that you guys are setting up. And that'll be off the coast of Pompano, right?
Right. Yeah. She's a great wreck in her own right, but we're adding this to it, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And she's 324 feet long tanker.
Wow.
Got all kind of pipes and stuff on the deck and yeah. a lot of relief, so it's mm-hmm. going to be a very interesting wreck.
Cool. Now, I know they're planning to do a big announcement on this. What was it, in May or something? There's going to be a big press
yep.
conference thing?
May 31st, we're going to have a press conference on the ship to announce the sink date.
Yeah.
It will be in the month of July, probably towards the end of the month of July.
Okay.
And we're going to obviously go out, and we'll have excursions to go out and watch it sink, and then be able to dive it a couple hours later once it clears, and then we'll be running trips, you know, the following Sunday all day long out to the wreck for anybody that wants to dive it and come down. We're going to have the casinos making playing cards, play underwater. We got poker chips. It's going to be a real fun time.
Nice. All right. Well, that's going to keep things popping down there, and that'll mm-hmm. well, and that'll be just in time for lobster season too, so the lobsters might appreciate this new habitat, I guess, right?
Exactly. You can come down, dive the wreck, and then go right into Bug Fest. As you know, you're a part of every year. The Bug Festival starts end of July, runs through many season, and we're going to have all kind of events for that, plus the Great Florida Bug Hunt. They got, I think, 20,000 in prizes this year, so each year it keeps going up. New sponsors are coming in, so it's going to be fantastic.
Cool.
One thing I do need to mention, we are a little short on funding on the ship. We predict we will be okay, but if anybody's interested in getting some memorabilia or helping donate to the shipwreck cause, you can go to shipwreckpark.org and find ways to get involved.
All right.
Or you can go on to our site, southfloridadiving.com, and go to Lady Luck.
There you go. The casino boat. That's what it'll be there, and it'll be a link on southfloridadiving.com. Or what did you say, shipwreckpark.org?
Shipwreckpark.org.
Okay, very nice. And, yeah, underwater poker tournament sound like something that we might have to participate in, too. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I could see that in your future.
What are you going to have, like, slot machines, maybe? Like mermaid slot machines?
Yeah,
they're going to
have slot machines. They've got a number of different design things they're going to have, and if somebody's interested in getting their name out or a business name out, they want to sponsor one of the art vignettes, they can do that as well. So there's still things that are going to be built between now and then, obviously, for it. But
what do you mean art vignettes?
Some of the stuff I've seen already are really cool.
Yeah, I mean, the art vignette things. Are you talking about that stuff like they've done down on the Vandenberg where they put artwork on the side of the ship? They may do some of that kind of thing? Or are you talking
about that's in the plans, too. Not in the initial stage,
right.
But that is in the plans, too, that they will be hanging art around where the gaming tables and all that are, and that's something that they'll change out as well. So
yeah. All right.
It should be really cool as it evolves here.
Sounds good. I'm assuming, today in Florida or in Orlando, it looks great. What about down there in South Florida? You guys got good weather?
It's beautiful. Totally beautiful. We had a little shower for about 15 minutes, and that went away, and now it's gorgeous again. So
there you go.
The diving season has started.
Awesome. All right, well, we should be doing that instead of just talking about it. So, you can get down there, go dive with Captain Cocktail, Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters. But go up, say, hey, Captain Cocktail, where's Liquor Boy? Hook him up. It's his birthday. I don't know. Go give him hell. All right, Jeff, have a good day, my friend.
All right, pop a top, buddy.
Yeah, well, we've already done that a few times. And, the proof is showing up, especially more so.
It's in the pudding.
I have a feeling in hour two. So stick around. We're just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.